Welcome to the Ideal Network Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Ideal Network Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The short version of the word ideal in Ideal Network stands for I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. And there's much more. Thanks for listening in and share this with the people that are most important to you. Now on to our show with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Let's get started.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. How else would you spell it? Buildingfortunesradio.com. We are here on a Wednesday. It's 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. on the Central Side with a great friend of ours. Her name is Darlene Sartori. This is actually her radio show spot. And the way this happened was Darlene was a customer of ours even before the thought of Building Fortunes Radio. When I started Building Fortunes Radio, I knew that we wanted to have this as a platform for entrepreneurs and people doing great things with their lives and helping other people. And I knew also that people would get bored if they only heard me all day long, because I would get bored if I heard me all day long too. So I said, you know, I'm going to have some help from some great guest hosts. And one of the first people I called was Darlene, because she runs the Ideal Network. And I was always intrigued with the conversations that we had and had a huge level of respect for her. So I said, you know, Darlene, could you host a website for us? I'm sorry, could you host a radio show for us? And we call it the Ideal Network Radio Show. And as a result of that, we've been working together for well over a decade and helping each other in many ways, whether it's either through technology, through some guidance, through some friendship and stuff like that, through thick and thin, if you will. And we are here today to talk about whatever we're going to talk about. And we've had it all ways, because when you do something for like a dozen or so years, you go through the life cycles, if you will. We've had our homes packed with family, and we've had basically empty nests. And then we've had entrepreneurial ventures that were flying high, and then we had entrepreneurial ventures that fizzled out. And then we've been all through the COVID thing and political challenges and economic challenges and everything else like that. So today we're going to sling some sentences together for the legacy of Darlene Sartori and also the Ideal Network, and say if you go to idealresources.network, you're going to be able to see some stuff. And then if you go to idealnetwork.info, you'll be able to see some stuff. And we're rebuilding some of her other websites for her as well, as sometimes things happen. And I want to say, first of all, thanks, Darlene, for being here on your own radio show.
Well, thank you, Peter. As I always say, wow, it couldn't happen without you. And so I'm just very, very grateful to have someone like you on my team. And that's one of the things of calling it the Ideal Network and the projects that are within the Ideal Network, because we really do need to look at the concept of what is ideal. I do everything around what? Life, love, liberty, laughter, fruits of our labor, the legacy we're leaving. And I have been investigating how to learn how to survive and thrive from the concept of I, over the last couple of years, have had really challenges with keeping up with all of the activities that I had become responsible for. And so I've had to start making some really tough choices as to what do I put on the back burner? What do I entrust someone else to take over doing? And so maybe this is something that maybe will have a little bit of legacy part to it, because until we see a crisis, until we're experiencing a crisis, we don't always know what goes into making it happen so that it has a good outcome. There are many situations that this happens in our lives, and this is why it's so important for us to keep what I call the IC and ICY journal, because what is really important are the things you're going to make notes about. you know that the use of a calendar is very vital. And so I've said, you know, today when I started my morning session, when I finally was able to get up and get to the desk and et cetera, I write down, you know, what is it that's vital right now? And I said, picking up pieces of what is vital, you know. And if you're so far behind, how do you do that? If you've been ill for quite a number of time, or you've been away from home and the grass hasn't been mowed, or your mower breaks down and you can't mow the mower, because you don't have a mower to do it with, you know, and you've got to wait for parts to come in. And I'm sitting here today waiting for parts to come in for exactly that situation, because I used to have two or three mowers, and over the years they've gotten stripped down and et cetera, et cetera. And now I'm down to one riding mower that I feel comfortable on riding, and when it breaks a belt or things have to be bought, well, I was always relying upon a local dealer to be able to get things. Well, guess what? His place burnt down a few months ago. And we've all been struggling with those of us who order or need things for our grasshoppers, because that was the main supplier for about 35 miles from us. And even then, they don't keep the same things for older mowers. So we have to make all of these adjustments. And so as I began to realize that this is a topic that I need to put on the top of my own list of how do I learn to scale back, number one, for the things that are really vital for only that I can do. How can I reallocate my resources? How can I stop doing some of the things that other people could be doing? Well, one of the things that I made the decision, of course, in the first of the year was I was really going to only work with people that were really vitally important to work with. People like Peter, who have been through it with me through thick and thin, who are there when I don't show up or I don't communicate for a while, he's checking on me to find out what's going on. And so this is what we need to do, is surround ourselves with those who are going to be there for us to pick up the pieces if we slow down or if we have an accident. You know, what are the things that would happen right now if you had an accident that you could no longer attend to all of the things that are important to you, maybe that are vital to the family? What's going to happen? So this is where we start talking about this dynamic of having inner circle. This is an area where we need to really invest a whole lot of our time as we go through our lives, is making that inner circle very loyal. And one of those inner circle things where people are keeping in contact with you. And this is something that this past week, one of the things that I have on my list was for June, is on the 4th of June, was Dennis Weaver. If you know who Dennis Weaver is, he was born in 1924 in Joplin, Missouri. And he was born as Billy Dennis, or William Dennis Weaver, but he became a famous movie star. And he was born on June the 4th of 1924. So this would be his 100th year. And he's somebody that's very important in my past, because, as well as my future, is because he developed something that I couldn't find a solution for when I was looking for creating a sustainable farm here, small farm. And I encountered Dennis Weaver in Owensboro, Kentucky, when he was there working with the program that I had gotten involved with that had to do with nutrition, because I began to realize that the families weren't always getting the nutrition they needed, and we need to have family farms. But yet, as life gets busier and busier, it's not as easy to have a family farm that's raising all of this fresh vegetables, fresh milk. You know, I used to go out and milk a cow and a goat, and, you know, and so I had all of these things. But as life gets a little bit different, life changes. And so he and his wife, Jerry, we would sit and visit whenever he would come to Owensboro, Kentucky, or whether he was somewhere close where we could meet up every once in a while. And he taught me a great amount about what he had become calling economics, E-C-O-L-O-N-O-M-I-C-S. And this is all about learning about the planet, the ecology of the planet, and how we build our economics around making a sustainable planet, a sustainable ecology. And this is one thing that I had not given enough of a real thought as we began taking on being a small family farm and developing this acreage that we have here into creating a way that my kids could grow up and learn some of the wonderful lessons that my grandmother taught me. And I started thinking, the older that I got and the older as I saw my children starting to get older, I realized that having a small family plot, a small family farm, was very, very important in a civilization that was changing so rapidly. And as the Urantia Papers remind us, that the family is a master civilizer. And without ideal families, we are not going to have a sustainable system. And so this is very vital that we put our attention back onto what is really vital. And so as I started making my shifts last year, when I realized that this was coming up, and my question was, I kind of got inactive a little bit with the Economics Action Team since Dennis had passed on, and it was in well hands of Wayne Dorbin and those who were taking on his projects. And if you don't know anything about Dennis Weaver, you know, you spell it W-E-A-V-E-R. You don't have to do much digging to find out where you need to go to. But where you need to go to is the Economic website. And these are things that I want to take you to right now, is so that you can go to ECOLONOMICS.org, economics.org. And so what they've done is they scale this back to this Institute of Economics. And they've made the page pretty easy to look at the main thing. It's calling, one of the areas that it's putting its first attention to is regenerative agriculture. Instead of using the word sustainable, because maybe that's really not what we want to do, is to sustain it in the way that it is. We want to make the current best ever better. And so that is what Dennis Weaver was very much about when he built the Earthship, was learning how to be very friendly with the economy and the ecology. How could we make sustainable Earthships? And of course, all you have to do is type in the word Earthship, and you'll come up with the building that he built underground, making out of tires, old tires, and stuffing them with dirt and et cetera to make them walls. And so he kind of led the way into really thinking about how we can make things more regenerative, more sustainable. And then the next thing that you'll see on that page is the Economic Action Team, and we call that the EAT Team. The eCommunity is our online learning resource where we are bringing together world-class teachers from all over the environment. So movement to teach you about food, water, land, energy, and energy management. And then you can sign up there to learn more. So if you've not signed up at this Econonomics site, this is one of the programs that we will be continuing to make as a priority for us to be able to work with, because this has been sustainable. And you'll see they say down at the bottom, you know, they say regenerative agriculture, but now they're still using the word sustainable in the aquaculture system, which is at the bottom. And then it talks about the Mountain Sky Ranch Collaborative and the marine shrimp production facilities and the community scale aquaponics system, and et cetera. And then it goes on down and it talks about us, the Institute of Economics, and then it has a link founded by the deceased actor, Dennis Weaver, in 1993. So this is where you can go back for the last 20, 30, 40 years and see where we have come through what his vision was. And I always have, throughout my entire life, have looked for those who are far-sighted, who can see where we're at and where we are going if we stay on the path we're on. And then maybe there are some things that we may make shifts as we go along because we're getting off base a little bit. And we definitely, if you're looking at what's going on our planet, we definitely are off base. So I made my choice that economics would be one of the things that I would take forward with me in 2024 and pick up the pieces. And that's what I've done. So last week, we meet on Thursday afternoons, that is we ask questions of Wayne. He's the head of the program now, and then if he's not there, one of the other people take over and help us to ask questions, and so that's very helpful. Well, one of the things, my question was this week, of course, what are we going to do to celebrate the 100th year of Dennis's life, and he it's like hadn't even thought about it yet. It's like, again, getting so many things in the way, we often forget about what is very important. And he said at the end, he said, well, you know, since it was your reminder, why don't you take on the project of doing that? I said, okay, well, naturally what happens, I get down with weakness this past week, and I've not been able to do a whole lot. So what I'm suggesting is that if you know anything about or Dennis Weaver is important to you or this regenerative agriculture or families, please get in touch with me at 812-664-7419. Okay, so the next thing that you know that I'm very much involved with is the Urantia Papers, and probably I will never give that study up because every time I pick it up and I look at one of the ponders that is posted for that day as a reminder, it really keeps me on track. And so what I did is I looked at my calendar and I said, okay, what do I have to do for this week in order to stay on course? And I have on my calendar, of course, Wednesday. You know, we're right here where I'm supposed to be, and I made it. Although I may sound a little croaky and a little weak, I did make it to the show. Because it's vital that I help and share not only for what's going on in the future, but what's going on this week. Because some people check in to find out what's going on. And this is sometimes the only time of the week that I have where I can actually share and keep us on course. And so one of the things that I have had a real challenge on keeping people on course with is reading the Urantia Papers. And, of course, I started the Chaplain's course this year as one of my main projects. And I'm sustaining and doing that, although I am a little bit slow in getting it done. But I have backups on that. And remember that we're reading a paper a day, And of course, today is Wednesday, June the 12th. And so we're reading paper 164 today. And what we're doing is going through this until we get to paper 196. And then we will shift from reading a paper a day to applying a paper a day, getting really clear as to what Jesus' mission was when he was here on the planet and what we are doing in order to have our planet to be a sustainable planet in our galaxy. And there are many galaxies and the things that we learn about from these papers that are very advanced information. And so these are quality things that I'm putting together here as we go through. Well, the next thing that I went to is, okay, I'm going to tell everybody and remind them of what I'm talking about. And so our coming events page that is on the Arantia.org site, okay, for those who haven't been paying attention or following me along on this, is you go to Urantia, Urantia.org. And that's the main organization. That's the foundation's page. This is the one that keeps the papers out of Chicago. That's where the 533 Diversity Street office is. And that's what keeps these papers up online and all of these other different projects that we're doing. Well, I got a notice last month that there was going to be a two-day symposium online. And it was going to be on June the 14th and 15th online. And so naturally I put that on my course because it's vital for us to be able to do as many things online as possible. So I just happened to go there today since I was going to mention this topic with in connection with Dennis Weaver is how important marriage and family was to him. And this is the topic of this oncoming online symposium is the marriage and family adventure. It's an online symposium, and it's live on Zoom sessions, so you'd be able to do it, and it has the link on the site. And then it says Friday and Saturday, June 14th and 15th at 2024. Well, I looked up, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. At the top of here where it says upcoming events, it says Sunday 07:14 at 24 to, and then the 07:15. Wait a minute. That's not right. That's July. 7 would be the month July. So somebody made a typo, and that has now been up there for a while. And it's like, okay, how many people have put this on their calendar for July and then didn't read the rest of the announcement to see that it says Friday and Saturday, June the 14th and 15th, but up, boom, never, nobody noticed it, and it hasn't been corrected. So before the show today, when I noticed that, I called the office, and of course, there's just a recording. So I had to leave a recording, and I see it's not been fixed yet. So what you need to do is to go to just go to urantia.org, and then up there or go down to the bottom of the page where it says calendar under news and events at urantia.org and click on calendar, and then it'll take you to, let me go back to the calendar page, and it'll show you. At the very top, you'll see there's nothing on June. What this should be on June's, and that made me look up, and it says upcoming events, and then it's that's where I clicked on that, and it comes up. Okay, but that's when I noticed that it's got still July in there. No wonder it's not on the July calendar. So if you're relying upon this calendar from the foundation to let you know what's important for the month, you would have had your catch-up work to do when you realize that, you know, it's the wrong date. So this is one of those things, again, so what happens when you get behind? A lot of times you start making mistakes and you're not catching them. So that's one of the things that I have to do is, as I've been ill, haven't been making as many notes as possible that needs to be done. One of the things that I always make sure is I don't have a court date for that day where I have to testify or do something for some of the people that we're working with in the jail-to-job program and this kind of thing. So I do have a priority of things that I try to do, and if I can't do it, I pass it on to someone else. But I am finding that I'm needing, as I'm going to be turning 80 this year, I still have a lot of energy when I have energy. But I'm suddenly having some of these weakness times when they're getting worse and worse, and so I'm not keeping up with things that are important. So fortunately, I did a couple years ago make the decision that we were going to step out of the homeless shelter program because I could not find anyone, although I had tried for over a year to find somebody that would be able to sustain it. I have not found anybody to sustain the homeless shelter. So last year we made the announcement that we were turning us into a camp for only for the family type situation out here with our family so that they could sustain it. And if the family wasn't going to sustain this property, then I would start looking for someone to take over the property and buy it or whatever. So sometimes, you know, we forget that we do need to have these backups in place. You know, I see we're getting kind of close on time. So this is very important that we very carefully pay attention. Well, we are down now to having only two people here on the property that were part of the homeless program. And we have one lady with four children, and she has promised several times she's going to be gone, but she hasn't. And she has posted on Facebook some very negative things about us, because she doesn't think that she should have to leave. Well, she hasn't done what she promised to do. She hasn't paid any electricity. She's paid no rent for over a year and a half now that she's been here. And so this is way past what we normally have allow that to happen. So, you know, we've had to go to court and get court order for an eviction, which is coming up. I don't like doing this. This is not something that I would like to do, but it has to be done in order to make this a sustainable project here, is because she is creating situations out here that are making it not, I would not pass this on to somebody else to handle the situation, okay? And the last person, the other person, has finally been able to find. He's been working and been extremely helpful here, and so he wasn't one that was going to have to leave because he is part of the ministry, okay? And so he works every day doing things out here. But he then discovered that the home that he was born in, which is only about 14 miles away from us, right across the state line in Illinois, has been gone up for a tax sale. And somebody bought it, and he's going to try to get that because he's always loved that little old house. And he says, in my life, I'm like you, Darlene. We talk about this all the time now. We've got to scale back. And so I'm getting to the point that I need to just have a simple place that I don't have to worry about. And I know that you've got family that's starting to move out here and things that are happening. I don't feel like I would be abandoning you. And so this is another thing, is scaling back, and feeling like we're not abandoning people as we begin to be more reality-based. And so I see we're at the top bottom of the time, and I hope that I've made a little bit of clarity of what I really wanted to do is helping individuals to start making a shift so that those things that are really vitally important that you need to be involved with helping go and helping your family to know about, get sustainable, and your legacy is being presented very, very with grace, elegance, and ease for your next generation. So you want to wrap it up, Peter?
Great information. So for those people that want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Again, my phone number, as long as I'm alive, will always be 812-664-7419, and I presume my family will take over that number. So hopefully you would have that, and hopefully I will be around for a lot of years to go. I remember we just celebrated D-Day, and there was one gentleman that was there that was 104 years old. And so, we've got to be sustainable, realizing that we are going to be living longer and longer. So we're going to have to be picking up the pieces that we have made the choices way back when we were a kid. And you look back and say, I wish I'd have done this, I'd done that. And you can see now from hindsight what would have better choices. So help your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids learn how to make ever better choices, making the current best ever better.
Well, great information as usual, and thanks for all the things you do and spending some time with us and building this legacy. And I'm fascinated by the stories, so keep us informed, obviously. And we're going to be back next week on Building Fortunes Radio, we promise. 386. Darlene's phone number is 812-664-7419, 812-664-7419, and we're going to catch everybody next week. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to the Ideal Network Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more segments with Darlene Sartori and Peter Meagle. Darlene encourages everyone to join the Ideal Network so you can say, I live the ideal life, where I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Darlene, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word. Tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.